Welcome back, everybody, to the sixth episode of Connor the Banter Box with me, Connor Quinn, and your co-host,
Sarah Quinn,
who's here every 2 weeks, if you haven't really figured that out yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a bit under pressure today. Probably see the sweat on me because Sarah has just got the tickets of her dreams. Sarah is going to just really a concert that she's loved all her life, and she's mm-hmm. just got the opportunity of a lifetime to go to Girls Aloud across the street in the Odyssey. So we have to get through us really fast.
I need to slow my phone call. I was like, okay, I'm doing a podcast. I can't. And everyone called her. I was like, can we be done by like about 8? And he was like, why?
I know.
Just got to take it for Girls
Aloud. I wanted to add to you, but I felt the fucking pressure.
I'm sweating too, you know.
I know.
I'm not going to be able to get changed.
Haven't been able to eat my chippy.
Eat it now while you're doing it, sure.
No. Right, so. Also, if anybody watched the last podcast, please drink responsibly. The drinks with Danielle are...
It's basically a massive shot, but...
It's a massive shot. So see, when you drink it, you don't taste it in your taste buds. So like, I couldn't neck one of these, but the straw. But fruity, you just know.
No,
but
they're easy to drink, just not easy to handle.
All right, that's what she says. Fucking no. Absolute gig, though. It was a gig. And we ended up sitting here drinking. I had to go to work on the next day.
She's trying to get me to stay here. I have to go to the gym in the morning.
I didn't think I was going to be hungover. So I was, my thought was like, because we always have these sips and I'm never hungover the next day.
Because we get a wee bit tipsy, wee bit merry. But you were blocked. You swear?
We done an hour or two of them while you were away.
Did you not watch back on that and just see how, when you had that drink, how...
Deteriorate?
How it just went...
But it was funny.
No, okay, then go to it. It kind of went up.
It was like, ugh. And even like, it was just funny. And that was the first time I met her, so it was a really good, like, she was somebody I could bounce off. I couldn't imagine me doing that with somebody who had, like, I don't think I could do that with everybody. So it was good crack. But this week, so what's your week been like? Do you not see yourself in the movies?
Yes, sure. What about the day, Connor? Gigs, I was in, the salon, and he walked outside and come and shouted to him, "Hurt him off at the evening." Because I said, "So what's it feel like to be famous?" I says, "Are you loving it?" And he went, "Do you love it?" And I was like, "I actually don't. It makes me like cringe when people say to me." But and then he was all kind of, "Here's me, look at you, you've made it."
See, because I make it, I don't see anything other than like, obviously if you don't work in the industry, like. With the industry, it's really, really
good. Well, there's an industry in everything.
I know. If you don't work in the sort of like production sort of side of stuff, it seems like a big deal and big pressure because that's not what you're used to. So see, because I'm literally watching, the guy literally watched it. Sorry, I was just giving Leo the finger in the background there, and I fucked. I was like, is there something wrong with the batteries?
I know. I was like,
what's going on here? But see, because it isn't like your industry, like I just look at it as if like it's work and I'm like, oh, there's people out there, there's better films out there. But see, for somebody else, they might look at that and be like,
everyone loved it. Everybody loved it. It was, I swear to God, see my times I've watched it. Like, and I helped. Like, so when I wasn't in it, I was helping record it. Well, not every bit, like the Nadine bit and the Gigsy bit, but there was a lot of it I did help record. Uh-huh. And usually, see when you do these podcasts, see when I'm here behind the camera, I don't watch them because I've been here. Yeah. I watch myself to see how...
But nobody knew what way I was going to panic because I had that storyboard in my head. That wasn't just like, oh, go to an event and see what you create after.
Yeah.
Like, experience something.
But everything I've watched it.
I was going, no, I have to walk this way. And then they were going, no, maybe you should walk
away. Do you remember when the drone and all wouldn't work? And I swear to God, he had me walking about, right? What, me and Billy walking about with all these cameras around the town. I became in a pair of sliders because I thought we were just going to come market to take it. And then the big fish bridge. And that was it. I mean, my feet were black by the time we got back around. Also, the drone wouldn't fly. So here's a wee bit of like insight on it. So the drone wouldn't fly. Connor was flipping, was in one, and made me go round.
Whenever.
This is where, like, and I'm like, Connor, do you have at least the things I do for you? Made me go round to the bridge, skirt of heights, stand at the edge of the bridge and hold this drone.
When so people walking over the drone, the legs in the
it's not in the air. That's me holding it over a bridge. People walking past me, like with this one of those big, massive cameras beside me, holding a drone over all phones and all on the ground because I had to watch the phones. And I was like, "Do you realize what I do for you?" Because I was shaking from head to toe.
The drone, the prison was shaking.
But I know you can see people were walking past.
It's good though.
No, but it turned out really well.
There was sort of a wee bit of an insight in the background, like how I create stuff. Like I have an idea, but I said about I wanted to run down the street after I grabbed the coffee because in my head it didn't make sense. And then me and my mate were like, "Oh, I don't know, we don't really need to do that." But when I watched the video back, I was like, "It doesn't make sense. It doesn't click." I'm a bit cringed at it until I done the shot.
See, because when you sent it to me before, it didn't.
like in jail it or something.
And people probably wouldn't have noticed that.
But to me, but I was just didn't like, set it off. Yeah. I'm not joking now, but I would have knocked off 500 likes. I think that was the best part. And see her own mummy. That was a pure fluke. I wonder what that sounded like, a wee bit of an echo. And then I just clicked on it and just happened.
I swear to God, her bit and Gixie's bit were the funniest. I like, know. They were just hilarious.
Gigsy's Warp was the first part recorded to.
I know, sure. You sent me out like last
and
week.
I was going to have just all the rest done, and then I had to do it back to front. So it was, we were working against the haircut, and I don't know if anybody realised. So if you go back and look, I actually don't have my haircut. I have my haircut before I go to get my haircut when I run up the steps in the subway, but it's not far away, don't realise.
I bet he was saying, but my haircut, and I went, Connor, people aren't going to notice. I said, you get your
haircut. I started measuring the length of the beard.
Go away.
I did. What beard?
Connor gets his haircut every Friday, so you don't notice when Connor gets a haircut because he doesn't give enough time to grow back. And people are not going to notice that you have not got your haircut. Sorry, I'm getting pins and needles.
Oh, I can't be. Like, it's something that helps everybody, yes.
Hi.
But yeah, so the idea for the next part is that, like, I really enjoy it.
I.
Are you going to see end up today as well?
No, just skirt.
What's your favourite girl's little? I know what. Oh my God, did I be syllabus? I know.
No, I'm trying to think of what one's my favourite.
I think I'll be. Remember, I'll read the way that she walk.
The way that she did uses love. Did she not just go, it's your wish you walk?
It's your wish you talk.
Yeah,
because you couldn't. I know. She used to sing, no sugar babes. I love how I feel about you now.
No, I think mine.
That's my husky voice.
I can't think of what my favourite one is.
I don't know.
No one's been stuck in my head for me. Folk. My, it was, I'll stand by you. But I don't think
that's
realize my favourite.
Until on TikTok, like, there's so many of their songs. Like, I wouldn't know much Little Mix songs or know the names of them.
But that's why, remember I took a Little Mix concert about 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I bought the tickets, someone was selling them, and she likes Little Mix, and it was like the week before, and I went, fuck it, I'm going to buy them for her. Sausage in the eye. Me and her had a ball, and then I didn't realise how much I actually loved her songs.
I know. Well, there's so much songs I remember. After, because when I heard it on TikTok, and I was like, oh, where did she walk? I just was like, oh my God, Abby loved that song.
She used to go, I wish she walk. I swear to God, that's what I used to. Yeah.
What are you called, though? I don't know. Why she walk?
Where did you walk, like?
No. What's that? You can't stay my biology. It's called biology.
Oh, it is biology.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
I really need my phone and everything's going to die, and I'm not going to be able to get good videos.
I'll get you a charger in a second. I need to charge mine for the questions.
Right.
But here, so the idea with the next part of the podcast, the adverts, is I want to start like building that page into like advertising, so like club stuff. So I have an idea for like the next one, and the next one I think it's going to be good, but it's getting people on board because it's a bit much to ask people the next one, but I think it'll be really good, and I have a sponsor that I want to do it, and I'm going to ask them, but it's not like I'm not asking them to sponsor, I'm asking them to collaborate.
Yeah.
And then it's going to get to the time where you're going to get people to sponsor, but it's going to be like all in the idea of like, so like the whole Con Air is going to be like advertising, but like comedy effect, but like we're all going to star in it, by the way.
I guess it's mean, right? So hold on, right? This is what I mean. So first of all, Connor decided he was doing a podcast, and I says, I'll be your first guest to make it a wee bit comfortable for you, because obviously we talk to each other all the time. Then I was roped into the next one, and now it's an every 2 week thing. Then I was roped into the ad, and then so now I'm gonna have to go and tell like another wee one.
But you're just gonna say a couple of words.
Do you know what I mean?
But you like it though. You tell the truth. See, to be honest, tell the God's honest truth. But you do like
I enjoy sitting here and enjoy having a laugh, but sometimes I'm just like, I just want to be me.
I know, but
just want to go home.
Alright, well, we're not gonna end the fuck's sake.
I've already talked about that on here, haven't I?
Yeah, but like,
because he always asks me, and I always say yes to him.
But if you really, really hated it, I wouldn't ask you to do it. Like, I wouldn't keep asking it, and also then. Like, people actually like to see it. It's different if, like, if you were shit and you were shit cracker, like, one.
That's what I mean. You would fucking fuck me off if no one, like, watching me.
No, I wouldn't. But people do. But then I always thought, like, everybody watching it, like, see many people say to me, who's that girl who's on it with the blonde hair? And I'm like, that's my sister. Like, the many people say to me, like, I was going to a clan's shoot, like, last Thursday, and it's just a creepy podcast, but I didn't even think she would, like, I only had this girl on email. Probably go, yeah, fuck's sake, buckle up, I'm burping.
Buckle all up. I do. Maybe because I'm burping.
And she was like, is that your sister? And then I was like, fuck, I thought it was all. And I'm really glad, so, so glad that it's not just a TikTok audience.
Yeah, but this is what I was saying to Gixie the day, that's like, and that's really, really good for you, that it's a whole, like, it's you've got that audience and you've got a new audience as well. But I was saying, today. Oh, here I go.
Here we go.
Here I am once again. But anyways, I was like, I thought it would just be like people from TikTok watching it, who used to watch us, who always watched us anyway. Mm-hmm. But now it's like I stop going live because I kind of wanted people to stop knowing me.
Yeah.
And now it's like no more people know me.
But I still have to go live now to keep up my engagement because
this is what I mean. This is your podcast, right? This is, you were the one that came out with it. You're the one that's put the money into it, and you're the one that's going to get
the
work.
Fucking time. I know you say you put a wee hour in here and there, sir, but see the hours I put.
Oh, you put in editing. Like you're putting the money and the time into it, and you're the one that's going to get the work from it. Do you know what I mean? And it is your podcast, so you are going to have to like still go on TikTok for the engagement or whatever like that.
Yeah.
I just turn up, talk shit, and go home.
Hello. Get something to eat and something to eat and a wee bit of drink. That's all I can pay you with.
That's all
I've got at the minute. I've got nothing left, sir.
But that's what I mean. Like, obviously, then if you get bigger, you're going to start getting paid for this. All right. I want.
Sure.
Sweet tin of hooch.
Sure, do want
to. Wee bit
done.
Of grub.
No, they're done, right? Because I obviously love Dragon Sleeps and I think Dragon Sleeps are the way forward. I was like, they'd be a great sponsor. And I went on and I looked. No, I don't even want a sponsor. I don't want people to pay
just
me.
Just like collab.
I want collab, right? So I say collaboration and I'm like, but I can make a really good ad for us and all. And I was like, in the things of Conor, and I messaged him all last night because their social media is all right. Like, it's not no like, there's
not
no
big.
There's no like real. I didn't see a real like, oh, they have a videographer or the photographer, and it's very like, it's raw stuff. But
basic,
they have a graphic in. And I messaged them and I was like, look, last night, and the message back straight away this morning, she was like, sorry, she's like, thanks for getting in touch and stuff. She's like, but we don't do podcast sponsors because
they have to be careful.
They can't. Like, imagine, see, last week, if I had a sport of cross cancer and I was sitting there,
I've seen out
Jeffrey Dahmer and all. Like, no. I'm Jeffrey Dancer.
Jeffrey Dancer.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey Dancer. Hey.
My name is Jeff.
I like to dance like Jeffrey Dancer.
God, I'm going to pay shirt over.
That's really loud. I think I may need to turn that down a bit.
Fuck, people's going to be dead. Everybody, turn your AirPods down and turn the volumes down on your TV.
Sorry.
I'm sweating.
I know it's warm. But yeah, so I do think there's a potential of what I want to do with it, and I do think, I always think, everything happens for a reason.
It's only the start of it too, and it's done so well. It's you'll definitely.
Like, what are you saying, Abby? Are you just making a content of me behind the camera? Because I'm.
Do you think because you're behind the camera we can't see you?
It won't be too long to get up knock your bollocks then. How about that? Here, and see when I talk to the people behind the camera, it looks like I'm working right there in the camera. So I wasn't talking to anybody but home. I was talking to that.
You.
So
yeah, I'm talking to you.
But that's what I mean. So like, I'm like, am I like, I love what I do, and I love that. Like,
I love what you do too.
I just
love what I do.
I love what I do. That's what I do. Probably. That's what I do. Here, don't want to
see. No, machine. I do. No, I do. I do. Yes, that's what I do.
That's what I do.
I know. I was clear. I was in my work today. She literally sat in my name. She's just mental.
She's a gig. Well, she was running past me. When I was in the video in Gigsy shop of the Suburban Fades, by the way, we're in the video. They collabed in the video and sort of Smash Bros. I was recording that there. She came in and I was putting all my stuff. Like, I was bent over, like, putting all my stuff in the camera case. And she just walked past me. Fat bum. She's like three.
She doesn't count. Sure. Yeah. The other way, Keelan.
She's actually Keelan. Says she's like, see, from she was able to like talk. She's like, my child's the only child I know that has a sense of humour, and like, she'll slag you on.
No, she met Keelan for the first time, went over and just had him a slap in the hole. And like, Keelan was like, Clea, you've just met him today. Sure, she says,
here, we're really matching.
Are we?
Like, the grey, is anybody getting this colour pattern?
No.
The orange, the grey.
She says to Keelan, yeah, mummy, look at your nails, sir. Needs to fix him. Clean a bit of all her nails off.
She's so funny. No, she's a gig. What was I going to say her? Stuttering then. I'm in a daydream. Oh my God, get me out of this daydream. I'm not even adding that out this week because I have a lot on. You see, I had like three parts to take out just to let
see,
you
know. See, yes, one, just keep it raw.
Just keep it raw as fuck.
What are you laughing at? Go get me another drink here.
So we're going to go into, because I'm looking at the time and all, it's 17 minutes past, and we're going to get into questions. There is a good load of questions this week.
Yeah.
I didn't look into loads of them now, but I looked in a good...
Obviously other people don't know what people have, but some of them are like repeating, like people ask the same type of ones, so...
Yeah.
Different ones.
There is, because there's ones I asked Shay, but it would be good for us, so I'm just going to go straight to the bottom. If you were on death, so it's asked by Morgan, if you were on death row, what would be your last meal down the starters, mains and desserts?
Right.
Right. Go ahead, you can walk away.
Who's going first, Jay?
Why don't I guess what yours is going to be and you guess mine's going to be? Right, how about go. That? Right, like go. That? How do I right. get my apples?
Go.
Harry drinking all them?
No. Leo give me that.
Is there any more?
Well, did you only get two here? Guess no, Marge, you can eat. There's one down there on the ground.
That's mine. That's mine's now.
Slabber.
What
right, go you get.
What call cheese? Not yours?
You, not fucking yours?
Not fucking your cheese. Mm-hmm. That's not your hooch.
So I think you would have, for starter, what would you have? Starter, you have a prawn cocktail. Which you're going to hear prawn cocktail. You would have seafood chowder, small boat.
It depends where.
All right, sir. I'm not getting fussy here. You're Dan.
I don't like shellfish. I don't like mussels or anything. Or prawns.
You are selfish.
You're shellfish cunt.
You're selfish bastard. You're in my podcast tonight. I'm on the rush. I'm speaking of
listen,
one more day.
I come here all the time and I do.
I come here all the time. You're never in here.
I sounded like Duff. Like, no, like Duff, man. Homer Simpson. Take that out, Connor.
Barney. It's Barney. You don't smell like Duff, man. He drinks Duff.
Take that out.
It's Barney.
Oh, I. Well,
he drinks Duff. What?
Right, go, Connor. What? Which seafood chowder. What else?
Seafood chowder. You would love a wee Chinese for your man. And a Rossi's for your dessert. You tell me I'm wrong, and I swear to God, you're not picking the girls, you'll be locking this broccoli.
You would have, yeah, it's kind of
alright. I know what she's going to say. She says,
no, well, I will. Now, pick steak and mice and all the trimmings and pepper sauce.
Right.
But, anyways, you would have a prawn cocktail or a soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Soup, like soup.
For your main.
Soup me up, mother cup.
You'd probably have soup again.
I was thinking this today. I was like, I think I would have three courses of soup, and then what I have sorbet. This is a form of like egg soup.
How am I supposed to guess? Funny enough, I wasn't going to say sorbet.
What are you
going
to say?
I don't know. Eating bread, dessert,
getting all fantastic. Right, so this is a good one. Top three favorite songs. I like know mine. Like without what's the number one? No, Leo, I'm gay, but I'm not that gay. Because do you want to know why? Because I was too. I was.
This isn't your podcast, Leo. Shush.
I know, sip it, camera man. Fuck's sake. Weekend, it's week, dickhead. Don't suck, mate.
Right, go, what?
I'm only joking.
What's your top
three? I'm going to explain to him, but I only heard that song 2 years later, so I've only really listened to that song properly. Like, I uploaded it and was like, I'm 2 years late to liking this song. Do you know what I mean? But so, can you not do you not know my? So, if I was to die and we were thinking of a song, I'm not drunk by the way, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm saying. If I die and you're playing a song at my funeral, do you not know what's going to be?
No, if I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses.
No,
see, not that because if you said if I die young,
all right,
that's why I'm singing it. But,
Leonid Demons. Oh, she doesn't really like that one. What's your favorite? That's my first favorite song. Right. I think all mine have like a reason why I like songs is because a memory behind them.
Mm.
So, Leonid Demons, we were in Barcelona, Sonar. We're going there again this year. Mm-hmm. And we were in a party. We were partying in the room, like, below, like, a couple of days. That's right. There were a couple. Oh, fuck. You're just going boogily here. She's smoking vapes in the house. How are you doing? You done it last week? But so, like, you know, like everybody sort of went to bed and all out there, and you're like still partying. And I could have been partying. There was no balcony, the window was open massive. And I remember like hearing it, and I'm going, can I please put this back to the start? And people were down a bit like, work away, Connor, please just get out of our fucking room. Because I was like, standing there, nothing. I see your face. And I was like, that song making me feel like it's a bass, but it's a big bro.
See, but I don't know the names of songs, so.
But that is.
Like, I know the name. My favourite song is Laying at the Rope, but kind of been killed a wee bit.
It has been cut to
me, but I've loved that. Like, it's the every birthday post because Lolly loves it. I always put it up for Lolly, and it's like, you make me happy, and it's hard to do. And I just love
that's
it.
That one's more like you can understand that that's a heartbreak song, and like, or it's a really good song, it makes you want to cry. But I was sitting there, like, fucking, so I was something like, I'm going, why is this song making me want to cry? Do you know what I mean? And then I got home.
I'd be like that with No Captain. No Captain makes me want, like,
yeah, but I got home. Like from Barcelona, and then I remember like going up to Stephanie's house and listening to the acoustic version. I went, it's making me want to cry because it's about a heartbreak. It's like, why don't you take another part of me? And then, but that still reminds me of that time in Barcelona. So that's why, and I love that holiday. But then my second one is Dennis Salter, It's Only Real. And that reminds me of the time I was trying to get...
Well, where's that go? See, I know it, because I've been seeing Dennis Salter loads of times. Do you know what my second one is?
What?
Paul Kalkbrenner, A Million Days.
Yes.
Love that. Yes, but so we're going to see Paul Kalkbrenner in Barcelona.
Dennis Salter.
And I've never seen him before.
So It's Only Real, it was like only out.
It's like one of them ones. What's that dream? I've never tried that before.
I've never had one of them.
No,
Mummy used to say I had a chain. I'd rather chair come up to me and say, can you give me a fire for the chase? I've never had one of them before. And our fucking Rosie's like that.
I know she is.
She was like that, so not like that anymore. So see, Dennis Salter, It's Only Real. Dennis Salter, they brought this song out. Me or Watson Dusky in Mandela Hall, right? But like me and Shona. And see, when I used to go to Mandela Hall.
Is that the last Mandela Hall Dusky?
No. No, it was on EMAC. But like, see that one. When I used to go to Mandela Hall, I was a student, so I was in the student vibes and student things, you know what I mean? So I was like, people were putting sunglasses down, I was like, I can't see with the sunglasses on. But Dusky played this, so nobody really knew who Dennis Salter was, and we were up in the balcony part, and I just seen, so this is the song.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, right, so. Yeah, that song, right? So I was hearing it.
I know them.
And there's a partner, right? And I was going, I ran over to show, I was going, people in high visits were going, and the wee red light was going, and you could see smoke, and I was like, get out, there's a fire. And nobody was listening to me. I was going, get out, there's a fire. And they were going, no, there's not. And I was like, get out. See, you know how awkward I am? Even though I was fucking, I was blocked, completely blocked. See, because I was that awkward, like, nobody would come out next to the other. And I was like, even though I thought there was a fire, I was like, I'm too scared to go out by myself. I went back.
Connor's like, fucking, no one else is going out. We're all down the gar.
That's straight, well.
We're in but, this.
Do you want to hear the part of it, right? And it sounds like a fire alarm. I say to everybody, you'll never hear the fire alarm. Hear it? So it was going off, that wee part. And I was going, get out, there's a fire. And there, never going to be fucked
I was
off.
Like that time, Marsha, and I was running about space, lifting up dirty knickers, thinking it was toilet roller kids.
That's the way I was. Then she was going to make me move. And I was sitting there right at the corner. And I was like, why is the Fallon high vis? It's not running. I was like, it wasn't just me being really drunk. It was like me being like I was actually more tuned in than everybody else. And I pieced this story together.
No, because the fuck, they were just listening to
it. I used to be really scared because it was downstairs. I remember being like, there was a place in Dublin or somewhere before where there was a fire down, and because there were so many people in it, they couldn't get out, and the people died and all that. So
because if you're on that balcony, how are you getting out?
Exactly.
Because you have to go downstairs.
I know, and people are, but
and
then,
fuck, here. You know, fire,
but sir,
smoke rings.
I didn't care.
Oh, she just stood there.
June, dun, dun, dun,
dun. But I can imagine you standing there here like this, Connor.
No, I was like, trying to pull him back, and I was going, you mean there's a fire? And they wouldn't come up for me, and I think I stood back, I'm like.
Fuck, God.
I don't know what's going to come on next.
What?
It's time to burn. Then.
Okay,
no, it didn't.
Third favourite song.
I know what mine is. Do you know what mine is? Bah.
This morning, I woke up with this feeling I don't know how to deal with. And so I just decided to myself.
I know, of course.
What?
Just think
I
love
think
you.
I love you.
Sir, what am I so afraid of?
I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. I've loads of. I love. Do you know what? I love all the songs.
No, mine's is, and I actually said. Do you have a time? I'm joking, everyone's there, don't. So, no, mine's is, and I actually said this to Jordan, because obviously, right, so my 30th, I'm going to Tokyo. Mm-hmm. Right, me and the Dean. But
going drifting. Tokyo Drift.
We're going to Super Mario Kart. But me and the Dean are going to Tokyo, right? But where did I always want to go for my 30th?
New Orleans, I was going to say Orlando.
So the one that I always wanted to go to New Orleans. So there.
What do you call the song?
Yes. And I had, I was actually saying this to Jordan the other day, and I went, from when I was like 21, I used to be like, turn blue like New
Orleans. Oh, I thought you were going to sing, turn around every now and then I get
so like Paul, go full Southern Sun. And I found it apart. I was like, turn
please
blue like, yeah,
please.
Like New Orleans. And I remember being like, I want to be, I was talking about where we're going, I can't wait to go away. I didn't say this when I was 21, but then I was like, that's where I'm going to go for my 30th, New Orleans, I want to go somewhere, and I want to listen to that. And then I said to Jordan the other day, and I went, I had that planned in my head so much, and they were saying like, Marvel, like, you had a different timeline. I went, I'm never going to meet that timeline, because we're going to Tokyo.
I know, but Tokyo will be unreal.
But I'm going to go to New Orleans at one stage, and we're going to stay.
So,
yeah, Southern Sun, I'm going to play that
go
part.
Go for your 40th.
Sure. Don't be fucking disgusting.
You're 35th.
We can't start talking about like.
How do you know the year that I'm 40, Bailey's 21, and you're 35, all within 11 days of each other?
What is it? You're 40.
I'll be 40. Bailey, you'll be 21. You'll be 35.
Why don't we go for my 35th and your 40th? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you're blogging.
I know.
You nasty.
You nasty.
So like this part says something like turn really.
My next big grocery I'm plans. My 40th.
Can't be not doing it.
Oh my God. Oh God, Tommy, I feel sick.
I can't wait to go to Tokyo though. Tokyo was going to be unreal.
You're going to Japan too, aren't you? What?
Isn't that the same place? What are you looking at me like? Is this the same place, you mad cunt? Tokyo was in Japan? He's like, no, and I'm like,
I thought you were going to Japan and Tokyo.
I was like, I was overwhelmed with retardedness, right? I thought I was wrong.
So I thought you were going to two places.
They were going to Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, that's what it is.
Hong Kong.
Oh, no, fuck's sake, you should have said that.
Fuck's sake, kid, gives a smoke.
Fuck's sake, Joe, gives a smoke.
Go back on these questions. It was me talking in the video, so this is...
All cut, but...
Sorry, myself speak. Oh, geez, there's a load of questions to get for you. Who's your... Clint Dempster asked me, who's your best friend?
Ask you.
Yeah, but she asked us.
Or both of us.
Mine's just Clint. I haven't got any of our friends.
I'll say Clint.
Can I haven't got any of our friends, swear to God. None.
You're, I'll say
Clint. Me and you against the word, baby. What?
I'll say Clint in case you hit me.
I don't know. In case you put your rent up.
What car shop feel like there? Sure, gay card.
A journey in one.
No, we had journey in one.
Let's go mean us, Quinn.
Something did fall out of a USB. Where? See that wee Black King? There's fucking loads of Black Kings. Like, it doesn't matter. It's not important.
Think about it tomorrow. Jesus, sir.
She needed it.
Holly asked if money wasn't a factor, what would you do with your time? I would need a job though. Like I wouldn't be able
to. I would.
Like, I mean, like I would need like a job, maybe even a part time job, but I couldn't sit in the.
Do you know what I would do? I would buy a house in the sun and I would get up every morning and lay at the pool. Not get in the pool.
No, it's all. I mean, we have to keep singing.
I would. What's
that? What song?
What song goes with what you just said there? Do you always sing?
What did I say?
I love the sun.
And you opened up my eyes, I saw the sun.
What's the song she says? Say, or buy a wee house in the sun.
I would have a buy a house in the sun and I would just lie there every day and I wouldn't work. And like I wouldn't do fuck all. I would do literally what the face says. Nothing at all. It says fuck all. That's what I would do.
That's fucking great.
Do you love that?
Definitely not scrum. That's far nicer than the pink one.
What's a new one then? If there's more taste in it, like, because that pink one can be awful.
I like.
Can I have a charger for a wee bit yet?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sorry to go to garage light, everybody. I haven't even. Yeah. Can you do like a proper one? Will you get them to be like, sorry everybody for interrupting the podcast. Right?
I'll get a good video.
Right.
Connor's podcast this week is fucked. Because I got a ticket for good. But you know what? I'd never forgive myself if I hadn't went.
No, I would never.
Especially for free.
And I wouldn't have let forgive you. I was pissed off. But I wouldn't have that.
Well, I was going to blame everything.
Nobody, sir, I was about it.
No,
like,
I know.
Come on.
You should have told me no. But yeah.
But what did I tell you no?
What?
But I've told you no.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Right, but what were you going to say here?
You cannot state my
you wouldn't forgive yourself what?
The way that you walk.
You forgive yourself what?
The guy wouldn't have done that though. I wouldn't forgive you. Like, I wouldn't have let somebody not go to something, but I just feel under pressure and I'm still sweating and all.
It is warm in here, but we're actually sweating because of heat, not because of pressure.
I know, but the pressure was on. The sweat was on. I know, I haven't even had my dinner yet. It's fucking hard. I've said I wouldn't drink all these again.
Nah.
Yeah, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? And I actually seen this one earlier on and I thought about, you think 5 years' time, man, isn't that long? To feel like you something could change. But it fucking is. Because even 5 years ago, I think I was working in the education 40 or for that school photography place. And how much my life changed, my changes life.
My life is like, wow. I heard someone saying that I turned it into a song.
Because you're going to a concert, chicken. You're ready to go. You're ready to partake. Yeah, I can't wait to get those little fucking sneakers off and go Benta.
I'm not even going to have time to get changed. I brought clothes off me, but I'm not going to be able to wear them.
Just go dress as a dinner lady. That's what you look like.
Remember you said that to me before wearing this? But in 5 years...
It was the blue one. You have a blue one on, do you not?
I have a blue one.
It says you dressed up as a dinner lady.
I wore the blue one on this before.
I see
myself in 5 years is planning my 40th.
You're going to be sick. I don't
know.
I don't know. I know, actually.
I don't really care.
I don't really, I know, it's just the way it works.
Whatever happens, happens, you know what I mean? Connor, everything happens for a reason and all that.
Just keep walking these streets.
Big street, no, these street big block.
Who do you look up the most? I actually seen this one as well, and I was like,
you've had a good wee nosy at them today. Thank you, your answers, and I'm sitting here oblivious. Who do you look up to the most?
I think...
He ever told of them.
Not me then.
No, not Jane. I'm fucking sweating.
It is rooting. I look up to somebody that's cooler than me because it's fucking wild over here.
Who do I look up to the most?
He's lovely.
See,
that.
To be honest.
Probably
Cleaner.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Can somebody get the tushes?
Honestly, I probably would be. I don't be like, but when you think about it, like, she's done very well for herself.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
She's always getting a shit on us about how good she is. But how she really?
Because her head is already massive.
I know. It's not even. But see, even, I know. But see, I know I get that as well, like 100%. Like, yeah, like I don't think there was any.
I can remember a celebrity being at a party before, though, right? I remember
you said this.
Did I say that about saying tell her
if
like
you were? Well, I had to fix that. Yeah, well, I see that there. Like, I was trying to think. Like, I was like, there's nobody I would look up to as in celebrity status or anything.
No.
Like, can't spring to mind. But there still isn't. I would be lying if I made somebody up now and said, "Oh, this is what." There nobody really does spring to mind because. Not that I'm not proud of anybody or anything like that, but there's nobody like I don't really know what I'm doing with my life to look up to be like, this is the goal I want to set.
I think it's just more like a kind of like, and it would be more proud of her.
I look up, like, not like look up to one way. Like,
I was getting a pain in my heart there, so I was dead.
Fuck's sake, that's all we need. You have another 20 minutes in this podcast, that's a basic.
Right, okay, I'll do it after. Well, can I do it after the concert?
It's your fucking heart. But like, mom, why they probably like that? Because mom's went through like a lot of shit in her life, and like, she's sort of like, I remember saying the people before, like, without actually spreading mom's business, I remember turning around and be like, see, like, if my ma, like, the stuff my ma's went through, she would have every reason to be like a rocket or like one of them fucking, like,
and
a drug
really
addict.
Not.
It's just not. It's just
she doesn't, and she doesn't talk about people, like, or.
She doesn't talk about people, she doesn't talk about, like, what shit she's been through.
She loves like, wee yarn, but I mean, like. She doesn't talk about shit she's been through. She doesn't hate anybody either.
No. And she's like a really just nice, everybody loves her. And she's always good crack. But like, she would have every reason for the shit to be like a hateful bastard or like not like people
hate
need
the world.
Hate the world or like even like a drug, not like a drug addict, but do you know what I mean? Like people like who like love stick to drink because like.
Or just has a wee tipple like every night. Do you know what I mean? Have a bit of a drink problem.
But like, she doesn't. Like, she doesn't. She's just, and I'm like,
she doesn't really leave
like, I think that's our attitude though, with things. Like, we like learn to cope with shit. Like we cope with shit like differently. Because
we always just watch her cope with things and go.
Yeah, do you mean
it? Like, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, I can remember, like, some of the stuff like I went through like years ago. Mummy was like, I wish I was as strong as you. But realistically, she would probably be, if not the same, stronger. Do you know what I mean?
Like. We went through stuff like when we obviously was fuck Jesus beginning a bit deep. We went through stuff when we obviously that like when we didn't even talk yesterday and it was just so normal. When we made it just feel so normal, even though like it was like on her. Yeah. She didn't even
make it feel normal. She made it feel like it wasn't a big deal to her.
She didn't make it feel like it was normal, but she meant like it wasn't that big of a deal where we actually realised how like much like she just got on with it, even though
just
it would have helped her, do you mean stuff like that? But I think that would be the type of thing, like we're all like that, like just because you see us on here and we're always fucking bantering and we're always doing that and we'll have a joke, that's our coping mechanism and stuff, doesn't mean like we go through like times where we're like,
I know,
fucking,
but
about
that's like, when she said that to me, like I wish I was as strong as you, I was like, no, you're definitely stronger, and that's probably why I am the way I am, is because you were always strong.
Yeah,
like, I think if she hadn't coped with it well, then when stuff then happened to me, I would have been and then I can remember one time saying to like my granny, and Shona was like, Arshar's like, she's taking this too well. She's going to end up having a breakdown.
Yeah.
And I didn't. And it's probably because of her as well.
I know. I think that, I definitely, and it's not like, it takes until like us to have a conversation or something like that, do you actually realize? And you're like, no, like, but most of the time when I'm drunk, I'm like, or we're in a party and I'm like, oh, I would say, and I'm like, better actually tell my mother, like, the stuff like I say, like, oh, I really respect
them. We're very close as a family, but we're not affectionate.
We're not affectionate.
We don't tell people, like, we don't Oh,
you had to give mummy a hug now or tell her you love her. My uncle died like last month.
Last month?
Last July.
June.
Like my Jesus Christ, somebody give me a second. God, I'm suffering with opposite reflux here and I'm trying to tell a fucking story.
My mummy's brother died, but she was as close to him as like me and Connor would be and like Leo and whatever.
Yeah.
Like she would be, that's how they were like best friends. So
she didn't give him a hug though the last time.
She's seen him.
So see now and or like if I leave her house and she doesn't give me a hug, she's like, you didn't give me a hug.
And she freaks out and I'm like, don't worry, I'll see you after. Yeah, she can't. You can't leave her without giving her a hug.
Do you mean? And it's just then. But yeah, so that one was like, that went to very sentimental very quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, but it was a good wee bit.
But I didn't expect that.
It can't always be banter though. Like, I know it's good, but you need to have a wee bit of seriousness. So like a lot of people relate to it then.
I know, well, that's exactly it.
Not everyone is as funny as us, like. Just say, it's hard work being as funny.
But no, sir.
I'm clear to say that to you.
Sir, but hold on a minute. It's not as funny being as funny. It's not, Jesus Christ, the night.
What is wrong with you then?
It's the hate. I'm boiling from the inside out. That's roasting in here.
Can we open the door?
The trains? Open the door, actually, because we were going to do it in the balcony anyway. But funny as us, I went to do a wedding the other day and the girl was like, oh, what's the bit of your podcast? Is that your sister? And I went, yes, which is funnier than you. Like, I went,
shut.
I went, thank you. I was like, she is. It's my podcast.
Me and Kleena, says something earlier on. She's like, it's hard work being as funny. She says, I know Kleena.
Kleena is witty. Like, you're fast on your feet. It's even me and Kleena laugh. You're funny. You're going to jail. Yeah, so what else we'll go to? If you could start a rumour about yourselves, what would it be here? You wouldn't even need to because here, this is all about Kleena. Kleena, that's what started for you.
She would.
You tell Kleena. You can't tell.
If you could start a rumour about yourself, what would it be?
Here, Kleena started rumours about me. Telling people and all like things about me and I'm like, Kleena, stop saying that. It's a positive rumour, but I'm like, Kleena, stop telling people that.
I know. I don't know what I would start a rumour about myself. Because it would have to be, obviously you're not going to start a bad rumour about yourself.
Yeah.
Or would you? Would you for a kick?
I wouldn't see the whole thought of getting caught out.
I know. Imagine being called a cracker lamb.
Well, I suppose that's bullshit in a rumour. It's like a rumour has it that Connor's got a million in the bank.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Do you?
I could add on, like, I had kids, like, all over the place. And I just put them up for adoption.
No, it is. The rumour is, Sarah's a hottie.
Yes. So I actually have 16 kids. I had a child every year from when I was 16. Yeah. And I've stopped the past 2 years. 16.
Or Abby's going to plat herself when they come. Abby is going to plat herself when they come.
I know my kids have you done that plat, love. You're not fucking... She's over her, like, she's Rapunzel.
She's platting her.
No, it's a rumour.
No, a rumour.
A rumour's not real.
Rumor has it she's the one I'm leaving you for. No, rumor has it.
Questions.
Pull out of you. My boy, she's bringing you down. I'm at it in that part because I'll cringe about that. But it was just, we're getting too late. We need to remember on a podcast, don't we? Relaxed, I'm Russian. I'm on like 1.5. What's up?
You're Russian, you're land, can't you
Irish? Russian worm, bit there, but I got a Russian worm, take off. Take it off then.
It's German.
Germaline. If you could If you could display a sentence in the sky for everyone to see, what would you write? You love it.
I love it.
You love it. You mean? Imagine everybody. You love it.
For everyone to see.
Yeah, cunty.
You dropped your gay card. And everyone be looking.
What? My name.
Everyone be looking.
You're watching it, Jay. You're right, don't worry.
Or live, laugh, telegraph.
Mm-hmm. Or it might to be, she says she was wah.
She says she's wah.
I barely enjoyed that.
It sounds like our Richard.
I know. I was like, you know what you sound like? No, I was thinking, met mama lad in that Moulin Rouge. What were you doing? What was your version? What was your next part?
Maya. Do you know what she goes?
Right, I didn't
know that. Yeah. That's the way it goes, dear.
Also, this is the X Factor edition because all they've done is fucking
fuck
sing.
What is wrong with us? Maybe it's the musical edition.
Yeah. And people tune in and be like, what the fuck's this?
High School Musical?
I sing it.
Karaoke version.
One thing I don't have at the minute is time. What was the last thing you googled?
Oh yeah, I'm going to tell what it is. It's mine, just something fucking stupid like Royal Mail tracking. No, you want to say
I googled.
I told you Royal Mail tracking I order something and then see, as soon as they give me a tracking number, I track it, and I track it every day. Later on, track it.
I pure gay. My is Cheryl and Liam back together because something about my TikTok. Are they back together?
Like mine is Royal Mail tracking, Mercy College.
I didn't say it. And then my next one is Burberry Slaters and the Hate Skate.
Oh my god. Mine is so boring. It's like Mercy College, Train, Derry, the Orchid, Amazon, Chip Company. I'm terrible for it. Train, Northgate, the Derry, Santander, Pancake Recipe. I made pancakes.
But I won't buy, you know, I don't buy fake. Like, I'll, if I can't buy something real, I'll buy a fake.
To make sure you like it first and then he buys it real?
No, I mean, like, I'll buy a fake because I can't get it real. And then I'm like,
it's not in sock.
Yeah, but like, remember how many times I buy something fake and then be like, it's shit quality, and then I make noise, I'm just going to buy the real one. Slaters, I don't wear Slaters unless I'm something to buy the pool, so I always buy fake ones.
Yeah, but here, them ones are really good. Remember, I ordered them last year.
Bobby told me they were too small for me, and you let me go on holiday like that.
Well, though, right, your fake must have grew from last year then.
Oh, I know, sure.
What are you doing with them?
She met my lad in it
all. Give them to me, then send me there.
I'll go get them. Wear them the girls' legs.
I'm going to wear them girls' legs.
Fuck up, because I have a podcast to get for you here, because you're going out. Where are you going?
I'm
going to
go out and shake my dinner.
Shake what your mama gave it. Shake your shimmy. Hear the trains. What?
Thank fuck, I don't have mummy's daddies.
I was not about daddies. Shake what your mama gave you. That's your arse.
Well, he said mummy did not give her them. I would hate to have big daddies.
She got them off my daddy.
I got my daddy. I always say I got my daddy's tits.
I would like to get faster today.
I know. I got my daddy's tits. Sure, my daddy says to me on last week, he was like, what's that, like, podcast? It was like, something about the podcast. And I says, have you not watched it? He says, no, Shane, I haven't got social media. Caitlin just went to my advice, you not to watch it.
Well, here's what it is. He's yet to
no,
say
it is, Stevie. Shake your daddies.
He's yet to say fuck all about me. They're about the podcast.
When's the last time you seen him?
Can't remember.
When's the last time you rang him and asked him, do you want a cup of tea? No one rings me and asks me, are you? Do you want a cup of tea?
I don't know what we should add this. When was the last time he was in this apartment?
Never has seen.
He lives in the corner. Oh, I fuck that. Right, so future plans. Hopefully I'm in them. No, he adds from.
Hey.
My Danielle. Sure, I called her Danielle McDade last week. Danielle McDade, I called her.
Instead of Daniela?
Yeah, blacked.
Right, what are your future plans?
Aye.
Just to keep breathing.
Still alive, but I'm barely breathing. It's pray to a God that I don't believe in.
If a heart breaks, no, it don't break. No, it don't break even.
What is it? Shogun. If you were straight, would you go with me? Danielle was asking you. Ella.
I am straight and still wouldn't go with you, Daniel. I'm joking. I'm not a lesbian.
Lesbian. Of course you would, Daniel.
Did you see the video Paul Nugent put up? And was like, it's Brittany called Laura Marie, and she's going, did you hear about her? And she's, what did she say instead of lesbian?
Sorry, that's a trains, by the way, everybody.
Yeah, Connor lives like smack back. And I'm seeing, I say in the middle of a train track, I'm not even exaggerating. It's in the middle of a train track. Trains go down each day.
Maybe we should just see about this as like we keep it open from now on.
Yeah, well, sure. This one's
weird. Sure, if I'm bringing people on this game.
This one's a wee bit of a shit show anyway. It's a bit rushed. So we'll see how we get on with the trains.
I feel like I'm getting worse for the production. Started off really good, and then I'm just like, no, that's everybody fucking take our tops off and hug.
I think, to be honest, people are going to like it no matter what.
I know. Because you're in it, sir, because you're such a
no, and, like the other ones with fucking Che and Daniela. She's called Danielle. Sorry.
Well,
she can't call me fucking Shona and Shauna, so I'll call her Daniela.
Here, this is a good one from Foxy. If you ever won the prize, guy, what was the first thing you'd do with the money if it was a big one?
Holiday would be the first thing.
Holiday?
No, but I mean, just to go, like,
I'd be like, straight.
Like, I get loads of holidays.
I've been mashing my landlord straight. I'm like, here's your apartment. Balance.
No, and then but right, see
a big X6, BMX6, and then see whatever I have left. I'm like, right, everybody come
no,
on.
But
going to Disneyland.
The first thing you would do, because buying a house takes a while.
No, see, but if you have cash, celebrate. It doesn't.
No, but like you can't just go and buy it the next day. Like you go buy a top in the shop.
You would go to a solicitor to sit.
But I would be laying by a pool, ringing the solicitor, and doing all this while I was at the pool.
You would have to travel.
What?
You want what you're going to do in the airport? No, as if, sir. You've the same stuff. No, you can't be like, hello?
No, but listen.
McNulty's listeners.
I'm going to go for a night out to celebrate something.
So,
I have
sorry,
we
about this because remember, sir, I was a solicitor's receptionist.
Yeah. You need an affidavit. All right,
then. Michael David can do what he wants, right?
Need an affidavit, right? So.
All right, fuck that. You want it? No, but like, see, to be honest, like.
But I'm a bad house.
I see, a holidays, like. You're not going to just go and book a holiday. You're going to want to buy clothes for the holiday.
No,
you're going
to I would turn up at the airport, say, what have you got today? Blah, 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 and buy all my clothes over. Can you run big money? You're not fucking going to buy your clothes.
I'm just going to tell you what you're saying's wrong.
How can you tell me what I'm doing with my money?
What do you mean,
you
your
do
money?
What you want with your own money and I do what I want with mine.
Well, see, when I win it, sir, don't ask me for a fiver.
Or
a flim.
For your stingy
or laughing.
As you sit there drinking my hooch. There you go, come right out. So let's actually take a pint, yes.
I just call it again.
Aye.
Did you see my knickers?
Ach, sir, I fucking hate it.
I'm fucking sweating, I need to change over legs.
Fix yourself. Hey, your brother's just looked at your pin, aren't we?
As long as I've got clean knickers
on. No, nothing called up.
Nah.
Yeah, look at her sitting over a pigeon chest. She's like, do you know how good a pair of knickers and thing looks like a pigeon chest? I was like,
she's fucking the worst she gets the things from. She's like, just cut out that camera when that happens, Connor.
Fuck off.
Fuck's sake.
Give me a fiver. You know this? Give me a grand out of your praise guy money and big head. Here, who are you bringing on your holiday?
Myself.
She going by yourself?
Yeah.
What, solo tripping?
Yeah.
Solo tripping 100 million grand?
Yeah.
What?
Kids? No. Kids. Okay, I'm still getting a holiday when I'm back. I need a break.
See, this is the type of thing. Praise guy, if you're listening, you want anybody to win your praise
guy. Do you know what, praise guy? See, if you're listening, I actually don't buy your tickets anymore because I'm fucking dumb about it. Never win. Nothing.
I always do.
What, you always win?
Sir, how do you think I have all this? I don't have fuck
she says she's what?
I don't really have fuck off, to be honest.
I'm glad that she you've got the shit.
She's checking that like she's just in oh. No, that's praise gay, lad. Oh. I had to face you to fuck up, dickhead, and I got you want me shoes.
You want me shoes?
I want you shoes.
Oh, I did.
Secret Santa, boo.
Oh. Oh.
I thought I racked the memory card there.
Aye, sure you know.
Aye, sure you know. It's nice, my con. Girl, it can't be tamed.
Aye.
Aye, I know that's me, sure. And I'm here who I am.
Sure you.
You're the girl that can't be tamed, I'm the man that can't be moved. I'm so emotional. What is the best or funniest lie you've ever told to get out of something you didn't want to do?
Told Connor.
Here, no one, no word.
Told Connor I was going to go to lunch, we finish this quicker.
I didn't understand what you said.
Told Connor I was going to Girls Aloud so he'd finish this quicker.
Oh, all right.
I'm only joking.
Fair enough. Cracker. Here, what's the biggest...
Trying funny? To think, would you fuck up?
No, my biggest fucking lie, and I think, and I stick to... Well, not the fact that I'm...
So you were saying you were straight for fucking 26 years.
That's what not. I wanted, sir. I thought I was.
Listen, no one else anywhere. No, he's a poof.
What the fuck is that?
Fix it. Get it cleaned.
Oh,
you're emotional wracky, wee boy.
Oh,
you hit that with it. Oh, I sit there. Right, well, there. Move your chair forward a wee bit. You moving back? What? I believe all this in because I haven't got time to edit. No. So what were we saying there? What was
we were talking about you being pissed?
Here, but here, see,
hear our train coming? Poof, poof. That's my aim into the train.
Here, that's coming from you, fucking troller, you big fat bastard.
Connor, I've put the weight on, and that's not next. Is you skinny, like bloody leg?
You know my laugh today.
Skinny, like bloody leg, big but I'm big.
also My, here, no, it's the biggest lie. When it came to men, the biggest lie, everybody who's a Catholic will understand, the biggest lie you ever told was in your first confession.
Well, I thought you were going to say that Mary was a virgin.
Mary Park. No, but here, but isn't it, the, see, who didn't lie a confession?
I know, I said.
I stole money out of mummy's purse. Like, no, you didn't.
I always fed my sister. Well, it was true, we did always fed.
I'm sticking
your mummy every day. What are you talking about?
I think it's right if you went to confession. That's what I think. Does Javan Higgs want to confess about
She's a fucker, so she got her own urinal.
I know. Like, you know, like, you go to your first confession, like,
you make it up. Did she say no?
She said nothing, didn't she? Should have shown, so we had to explain that. Should have had to walk Evie up and bring her down. It would not laugh about that. Here's what tripped me. Gig, upon the replay. Kenny Hamilton says, what's your favourite memory with Fiona Hamilton? I need another drink.
You are? Favourite memory of Fiona. Do you know what? It was probably the time we called up, so Fiona used to live in Glengormley. And we decided one day, I think I had like fucking French plaits in my hair thinking I was Alicia Keys. And we decided to get bus one up one day and just called her door and surprise her, but she wasn't there. And her mummy and daddy was like, come on in, we'll ring her. And her mummy was like, around here right now.
So your favourite memory is the memory she wasn't in?
No, I know, but maybe here. Sure, mummy was like, around here right now. And she's like, what's wrong? She was like, around here. So she was coming around, she was shaking herself, thinking she's going to get shit that. We were all sitting in the living room like, hi.
Her man's a gay again, so yeah. Her,
I love her.
Scary bastard.
Like, but I have loads of good memories of Fiona. Remember Leona's 18th, and nobody called that place up at the High Town Road. No, like.
St. Ennis?
Aye, she was in there, and then sure was her bride's waiting off for the wedding. Do you know what I mean? Might we go way back?
Love it. Just questions at the time. If you could have any famous person on your podcast, who would it be? I actually, like, not like famous.
Beyonce.
Why the fuck are you wearing? It's finished everything for me. It's exactly how I want to know.
It's in Texas.
I want Michelle McWilliams.
I want Michelle McManus.
Michelle McWilliams is Michelle.
Who's Michelle McWilliams?
She's Michelle, that's who she is. She don't get a chance.
Look, there you go. No one even knows her fucking
name. I love her wee underdog.
So it was Beyonce Knowles, whatever you call her.
Kelly Knee.
Kelly Rowland.
Beyonce Knowles, Kelly.
Fuck off. I won't be bothered.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like, so, like, see the potential. I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, where do I want to start aiming for people who are like, who I think would be good on it and I could like chat with. And that wee lad, Ben Williams.
Bird in the sky.
I think he's good, like social media presence, banter, can do that.
Where's
there.
He from?
Dublin or something.
Sure, you could get the train up.
Train's right there. But do you know what I mean? No, like I think that would be a good, he'd be good on it. Then there's other people I would think would be good on it. Conor McGregor, which he would never get him on. Do you know what I mean? He would never get him on.
I mean, being realistic, like I'm fucking joking saying that on John now, but like being realistic, you need to think about people.
No, like,
it would be a very big thing if they were on your podcast. Do you know what I mean?
My whole thing, though, is never like a scope to be like, it's not like clout chasing or anything.
Sure, do you remember Tristan says about someone, and the guy, I'm not going to say it because obviously they released who they're having on the Have a Bite Challenge, but he said someone that wanted to go on it.
Yeah.
And he was like, when we started this and we were going, like, someone who I would love to go on it would be this person, and now the person wants to go on it. Do you know what I mean?
But see, that's what I mean. See, because, like, I don't know if it's because, like, I'm in it, like, and it's me after the interview, I can't see, like, a scope of, like, who I want to get on it. As in, like, I couldn't imagine me sitting there interviewing somebody who was really, really famous because I would just sit there and shit myself. It'd be really awkward.
It'd be shit.
Do you mean, the whole thing is...
But, like, the likes of, like, Ben Williams and stuff, no, but you would be able to have banter with him.
But I mean, like, as well, yeah, so it's somebody I would feel like I would be, there's no real like, oh, this is where I want it to go, this is who I want, it's who I feel like I can't match. So people, like, people keep saying to me like who they think would be good on it, and I'm like, right, that's like, I understand suggestions, I want people to be like, but they're, oh, this person would be really good, and you have to get them on, they have this, and I'm like, this isn't like, in a way, there's so many people doing podcasts to tell like people who've got over like a serious story and like stuff like that, where I don't really want this to be that. I want it to be like lighthearted, fun, banter, easy listening.
It's called a banter box for a reason.
It's called, not just because, oh, I don't think that, I don't agree with it, but anybody else is doing it. It's more like,
it's not your
it's not my stake. Yeah. Could you imagine me sitting there somewhere?
You'd start crying.
I know. Or I'd be like, an awkward question. Can you imagine me asking somebody, answering somebody's, asking them an awkward question? I wouldn't even have the balls to.
I know.
So, like, that's what I mean. Like, people are like, oh, like this. And I'm like, it's got to the part where I'm like, no, I like people. I need it to be a bit funky.
Mm-hmm.
Like your knife.
Like your nose.
I have one chicken gujo before I come on this.
Do you have incredible heartburn?
I might start smoking all you. Where'd you go?
Next question.
So, why would you cut off a friend?
A house before?
I don't think I have. I haven't got the balls to.
Just when, like, I don't, they're not my people anymore and they're not doing, like, the same thing. And
I wouldn't cut
anybody off. I wouldn't
completely
cut them off, but I just wouldn't be around them a lot.
Yeah. And I've never had
or that. Or if they've done something bad on me, like, I'd be like, out you get.
I wouldn't say, what's this about?
But I think people, wow.
Look at the way I'm sitting. Look at the back deep free and the face.
People's lives just change and don't
people's lives do change to them when they come back. I'm only on ones like everybody's life is their own. Like people will be like, oh.
And I know, like, see what those people like. I haven't heard from them in ages and all. People have their own. People have their own lives. People are busy. We're adults. It's not the same when you were kids.
And I think, like, as well, that's exactly it. People like some things like. Like, I'd be busy and I don't put in as much effort sometimes and then it's your way about. And like, I never feel like guilty because I'm like, we're all just like...
And some people are going through a bad time and they just don't tell you and you'll never know. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I just hate away from people and it's because I'm not feeling myself. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to go out and be around people and try and pretend that I'm feeling okay when I'm not. So I'll just... what I do... Clayton actually went to me earlier, do you not read the group chat? And I go through these stages where I just don't even want to read group chats.
I know.
I'll click into it, but I won't actually read them.
Like, if I'm really busy, my brain can't physically focus on any other conversation. So I'm like, I'd rather not give a half-arsed answer.
Yeah.
Then
because you do give a half, like, to me, if you're not concentrating.
Maybe people, like, they're being really dry, I mean, you're like
no, because it's either a fast reply.
Or no reply.
Or, no, or like, you're going to you're going to get a fast dry reply. Or you're going
to...
What's that? Well, is that a tractor?
But yeah, that's it. That's it, honey. That's what I mean. Oh, yeah, honey bunny.
Honey Dijon Freeze.
Or honey Dijon Freezing. Isn't that a lovely day, Michelle thought it.
That was a cracker.
That was gorgeous.
You know what that was, Michelle? That was a wonder day. That would be a day for me to get out of here.
She wrote your watch. It's it.
Your what, Titchy?
Your what, Titchy? Who's your favourite crockware?
Crockware, Katie Todd.
It's from an old Todd.
Who was it from, Michelle?
Michelle.
But Katie wasn't first.
Katie wasn't better, would you what would be the first thing you could do if you were invisible for the day?
Beat the bollocks out of you.
I swear to God, I'm not a pervert or anything like that. I wouldn't be that type of person. I would go up and happily slap that bollock out of people in the town. They'd be just running through the town like, have your arm up, like,
bah. I know.
Up the back of people's heads.
I'd debag people, no. Like, not like obviously so as I could see any, just for our career, because it'd be on bars and I wouldn't know who done it.
But here, see the thing is, are you invisible and like mute? So have you to sit
there? Sure, if you laugh.
He's laughing.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing laughing?
I can hear a laugh.
Me and a wallet kebab.
I can see a laugh coming from the corner of the room.
It's all right.
My trousers are around the ankles. Who am I? Dead.
Yeah, no, I think I would just have a gag.
Oh,
I would.
Yeah. Know what you would say? The name of Gark?
People usually say,
what's the name? What's the name say?
We slap people, debag them.
What's the name say?
You're a long time dead.
No, what's the name say?
Come into my head.
You said the thing, not me, him.
Carnage.
Carnage is the carnage.
I would literally just go.
Oh, slow train.
Cause some ruckus.
There's ruckus. I
think I'm going wet myself.
No, it's the word I love. Piggly. I remember we were in a party. We were coming back from Nigeria before, and we were coming back in the back of the taxi, and I kept going, piggly. It's a funny word to say, isn't it?
Piggly.
So sorry, we had to take a wee toilet break there because Sharon's going to wear her.
Met my Nicky News.
She's going to make her concert outfit. She's going to go loud. She's like, girl, you're not loud in case you smell a pish.
Pishy loud. No pishy loud.
No pishy loud. So would you rather be a superhero or a supervillain and nobody knows it's you? I'd rather be a superhero.
Superhero. Mm-hmm. I like helping people.
Here, but depends if you're owned by Disney, because Disney's now making all the supervillains and the superheroes.
Are they?
Like Maleficent and that.
Sure, I don't.
Maleficent.
Maleficent.
She's made out to be like, oh, like an anti-hero, it's called.
I don't know. I never watched that.
I'm cautious of the time, Sarah Garen. What's your favourite ice lolly, not a chalk ice?
I know what I actually love. Chalk Pop or a Twister. I like a fab. I love an ice lolly.
A brunch lolly.
Jumper shops.
Zap's happening.
It's happening, lad.
I'm trying to think what I actually really like.
I love a Twister.
Space Bat. It's a nice lolly.
I had two of them.
Space Bat and Space Gettle.
Space Button.
Space Gettle. See,
Space Ghetto.
Say Space Ghetto in American accent, since you can spend no. Space Girl in a Glasgow accent.
No. Space Ghetto.
Space Ghetto.
Space Ghetto.
Space Ghetto. So, in an American accent.
Sounds like you're saying Space Girl in Scottish.
Space Ghetto. Yeah. I can't know. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. What is your bougie mortar?
Bougie mortar. Same thing every fucking time, right? It is Mexican rice, chili con carne. I fucking get sacked the peppers and onions. So chili con carne with hot salsa, the salsa roja, and sour cream and cheese.
See, someday I always go for a bowl, but sometimes I make sometimes.
Have you tried the nachos with the chorizo? They're nice in the wrap.
But see, like. Oh, no, I haven't tried that in the wrap. I've heard it's just the nachos.
Try it in the wrap. It's like, it's got wee bits of treats out and it's all crunched up.
Anybody?
So I try that there in the wrap. It's great.
We've probably topped some bit of these. But see, I always get a bowl. But see, sometimes I think you can put too much in the bowl and it doesn't taste
and
nice.
And too much dry rice.
I sometimes I don't think it all goes. Yeah. So have you ever
tried guapo? And that's what they say, Danny Gall.
No, I love that. What did you call the one and say the wine flour? No, Cornish.
Burrito bar?
No, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Wasn't good that.
B bar.
B bar. I love B bar.
I know. Loved
I loved that. It was so. It felt so like fresh.
I loved it.
Neither meat plants. No, I remember. And this actually goes into the next question because that's what it reminds me of. And this is a wee bit like personal to me. But were you late coming out, and what held you back? Bit awkward.
You have to answer it now. You read it out.
But I seen that while I was asking the vision one. That's what was playing in my mind while I was answering that. Do you know what I mean? But yes, yeah, so I didn't come out until I was like 26.
26.
But
26 years, 11 a lie.
Living a lie. I know. But like, in a way, like it wasn't like.
No, you weren't living a lie the whole time. I think you weren't.
I wasn't really like. So what, like. The thought was obviously we slag about a guy with my girls and stuff like that, right? And that was like, that's like a joke. But like in that time, that's what I wanted and I thought I wanted. I remember like one of our mates saying like, I don't think you love her. I think you love the fact that you're in a relationship with her. And I was like, oh, I definitely know. Like, no, like I did at that point. It wasn't like, oh, I just faked this thing as a cover up and all stuff like that. But then when I look back and before I came out, I remember being like, oh, she definitely knows and all, like, you know, this one is. But my whole thing was, like, it was never, like, when I was younger growing up, it was never, like...
You weren't pretending, you were trying not to be, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I didn't want to be. Yeah. I remember saying that. People were like, oh, you should have just said no, like, we would have been accepting.
I can remember when Clayna told me that made me cry, because she says he didn't come out because he didn't want to be.
No.
And I was like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you held back for so long because you didn't want to tell people you were gay because you didn't want to be gay.
Yeah.
And when I went home, it made me cry because I was like, imagine not wanting to be who you are.
But it was never like I was a scared like of anybody.
You weren't scared
of anybody being like, though, I didn't have a worry in my life, and I'm probably a bit privileged, but I didn't have a worry in my life where I didn't think anybody was going to accept it.
Yeah.
Didn't sort of like want like it, like I just didn't really, really, I tried not to be, and I've always thought, oh, maybe like when I went with my girls, it was like, I thought that's what
you'd
I wanted, and I was like, not even changed. I was like, oh, like I actually do, like I feel like this is what I want, and like I did want that, but then I was got to the point where I was like, no, actually, I don't want it. And then, I stopped with my girls, like, and I won, like, bad breakup, and I was like, I'm never doing that again. But then I got into like my 20s, and everybody used to think of when I was younger, and then I thought everybody knew, and I just get really uncomfortable. And the only way I can describe it was. Like, I've never had an affair, right? But I mean, like, it was like like having an affair, like constantly going like, who's going to see what I've like done on Instagram? Who's going to see who I'm friends with? Like, is somebody going to like out this? Or do it was constantly like, and even if like you don't, like I went with people like before, and they were like behind the scenes, like maybe like they're like nobody ever knew, but like it was never like I went with people like all the time, and it was like one of them remember came like, you know, like you're like you're like ah, what's it? What's you say? You have a head in life, and I was like, oh, I don't know. But I told Cliona first, and then when I never cried about it whatsoever, ever cried. But I remember, like, I got to the stage in my life where I was comfortable in what way I came across with people, what way people felt with me and the party and all. But I remember when it happened, it got to the point where people didn't question anymore, and that's what made me feel more comfortable. The people stopped questioning, and I was happy in what way I came across. Like, that's just not the way I came across, like, that sounds bad. But, like, I was just, like, happy in what way, like, people seen it. It was more comfortable, it was more natural, it was more like, oh, our mates are like a mixture of like most of them are straight, and then like they're really the gay people, and they, it's like it's just so normalized, it's not like a big thing. But I remember telling Cliona, and I got to the point I said to Cliona, if somebody had asked me, I probably would have said yeah, but if anybody ever questioned it, all my mates are like, no, he's not. Do you know what I mean? And I remember telling her, and that was the only time I cried about it, because I was like, I thought that was gonna make me feel better, and it didn't.
Yeah.
And then it was like lockdown all happened, and a year later, and then I then ended up talking to somebody, and lockdown happened, and then that when that happened, it sort of gave me the time to think about it, and then like me and him were like going to like sort of break up, we're just going to stop meeting, and then I was just like, I'm nearly 26, I can't go the rest of my life just throwing away these what ifs because I'm too scared to commit.
They're getting too serious.
And then I came out, it was good, it was dead on, it was sweet, and I would say like now, like I know, like I'm not big fuck. Years ago, like I remember, used to have to like question what way I say it words. Like I remember going to Barney and saying they were like, "Are you stupid?" And somebody like "stupid" instead of me, and then I just like sort of like going, "Oh no, like I don't like the way I say that." And then like I say obviously always say stupid, but I used to say stupid. I mean, like that. And then I remember then getting like sort of, I think like throughout the time, obviously going to that like Barney and all, they got sort of like built. But I like I'm like happy the way like it's went. Like I'm glad I came out that age. I'm like happy the way it is. No point that I'm not like not happy about it. But I think when I got to like they coming out and like now I would say now people are like instead of being like you're gay, like you're definitely stupid. And I'm like people Jesus think, Christ, people you can't even.
Can about being
that got
gay.
Really deeper, didn't it?
When people used to ask, but that's Clean actually said to me earlier on, like your kind of hasn't talked about coming out on the podcast yet. I yep. says, I know, actually, no one's really asking about that. But I think, as well, the reason why we used to say, no, he's not, because I used to be like, until he says he is,
but
he's
I would
not.
Have, I
same with Arjo. I can remember someone asking me before, was Arjo gay before Joe came out? And I was like, no, he's not. But, like, it's because he, and not like, no, he's not. It's because he hadn't told me.
But I think, like, so, like, I would have, see, before I was out, I would have dissected exactly the way I talked on this. And I don't really care. And, like, I can go with my wee lad mates and not feel, like, uncomfortable and stuff like that. And, like, I can go to the barbers and people can talk about wee girls in front of me. Like I used to like go, oh my God, see if somebody asked me who am I meeting here, I'm actually going to die. And then for now, I'd be like, me? Sure, I'm a full-blown fruit. I can joke about it like that. But it makes me more, I feel more masculine now that I came out than when I was before because I was always
You were trying to be more manly and then you just be yourself.
And then I was like, because like, I still fancy wee girls and all, like I still say it, but I'm just know that I don't, and not bi. People are like, try to like, you're bi. I'm not.
People were like, so you fancy girls, that means you're bi. And you're like, I can appreciate a good looking girl and I think like she's really good looking. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's it though. And that's like, I didn't ever want this to be like a type of thing where like it's about like, oh, like a coming out story type of thing. Oh, like it's never about that. That's like, I'm glad that question was in there and that was sort of like.
Yeah, and that's that bit covered.
That was that bit covered. And I do understand there's people, like, remember before saying on TikTok, I thought everybody on TikTok wasn't new. There's people who we know on TikTok were like really surprised and all about it. And I was like, what? Daddy's not know.
Do you remember Parker when he found out?
Oh,
he's so shocked. Like, what do you mean?
I don't know.
My best mate's gay, or my mate's gay, or something like that. And he's like, no, he's not. And he was like, I couldn't believe
it. But like all the people, like, so like Rachel said, like Rachel Murray said to me before, she was like, I don't think you, like, she was the one that said, no, you're a liver. I was like, she definitely knows. And then when I actually came out, like, years and years later, she had to pull up with the car. She's like, what do you mean? I thought, like, and she don't know. And like, I thought Arsenal was 100% going on. She was like, no way. Yeah. No, he's not. And I was like, I thought everybody knew.
Yeah.
It's funny. Heartburn in the train at the same time. So this is going to be our last question because I know we're out of time and it's just a really lighthearted question. Was just saying, like, if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why? Why so many people asking about superpowers? I would be able to move stuff.
Fly.
What?
Fly. No, I'm scared of heights, actually. Change my mind.
No, I know, same. Sorry. I might have to be like, move stuff. See if somebody's running towards you and you're just like, back off.
Back off,
bastard.
Moron. Superpower. Turn back time. Turn back
Brother's time. Watch.
Turn back time would be mine.
No. If I could turn back time.
Did it, did
if
it.
If I could find a way.
Yeah, mine would be turn back time, actually. Because, like, you're seeing me like, I wish I had done that. Like, even when we're saying about mummy, like, the lad that she could turn back time and even just say, keep Paul, like, alive. Mummy could turn back a time and just hug him that one last time that she thought was going to be alive. Like, for wee things like that.
Yeah. Like, before that, Susie's great.
Do you know what? Like,
I have no hobby. Dr. Strange, because he can do it all, can't he, Leo, son? Not much more of a hobby?
No.
We'll get into it. If you don't know, get to know.
Well, if you don't know, now you know, Makara.
But yeah, so I'm cautious of the time, and my laptop's actually going to die, so this is a really good time to wrap it up. Wrap it up, back it in, let me begin. So thank you, everybody. It's a bit of a rushed one.
Sorry.
Took me a wee bit to get into that one because of Sir actually for a spanner in the work, sir.
No, Daniel McGinley for a spanner in the work.
But Daniel McGinley's fuck all to do with this podcast. It's you, bitch. I think you're bringing in sick. I'm sorry, it's my friend. I thought he got me drunk. What are you doing? But yes, so next week we're back with... I can't say it right now because I'm going to confirm it. Still need to confirm it.
Right.
But fitness industry, we'll put it out throughout the week and I hope you all enjoyed it. Don't forget to...
like, subscribe and hit the bell to turn on notifications.
And we are also on Spotify. So don't forget, I need to upload the rest because I got a busy week and man's got work, you know what I mean? But thank you very much for watching and I'll see you again. Bye. Yeah. Stand before and you should